ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Thank you for joining us for tonight's broadcast of Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yelva Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you courtside. Joe Shipman, by producer, back at the studio. Both teams out on the floor, getting ready to tip this game off. Anna Grace Warner will jump center for Mountain Home, and Kylie Stokes will jump for Green County Tech. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Mountain Home. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Martin into the front court full of Lady Bombers. Tech starting off in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Jackson. Now over to Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert will drill it toward the elbow. Kicks out to Martin on the wing. Martin will pick up her drill, throw down to Foreman on the low block. Puts up the shot off the glass and in, and Mountain Home immediately strikes first.
Anna Grace Foreman.
Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points to give Mountain Home the early 2-0 lead as we are 31 seconds into this contest. Ball's in the right corner with Barnes. She drills out to the wing. Now kicks out in the corner. That is Stokes with it. Stokes drills out to the wing. Now she's going toward the low block. Now drills to the elbow. Throws over on the left wing to Bates. Bates going to dribble up to the top. Takes the screen. Going into the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. May have been partially blocked. And Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Here's Emma Martin quickly back the other way. As the ball knocked away from her. Foreman is able to keep possession for the Lady Bombers. Now she's called for the travel. That says she took her too many steps before she started dribbling. And Mountain Home commits their first turnover of the night. 7 minutes left in this opening period. 2-0 Mountain Home leading it. Here is Bates into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over with Barnes on the left wing. Now up top to Foster. Foster will throw it back to Barnes. Barnes is going to drill down to the corner. Now kicks out to Stokes, who has it there on the wing. Stokes will give it to Foster. Foster has it near the top. Try to figure out where to go with it. Now she finds Bates dribbling to the left side, going down to the low block, kicking out on the wing to Stokes. Her three-pointer will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. Back quickly come the Lady Bombers. Gilbert quickly into the front court, dribbling down to the low block. Now throws to the ace just outside the paint. She puts up the jumper off the glass. No good. Boy, it looked like it was going to go in, but it fell out, and Tech comes up with the rebound. Here is Foster with it on the right side. Throws up top to Justice. Justice going down into the lane, and a foul's going to be called well before her layup goes in. So it'll be Green County Tech inbounding it on the baseline. Aston Yates picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home. 6:06 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Justice. She immediately tried to tip it in. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Mountain Home. Ball will be inbounded by Tech on the far sideline. And now Mountain Home's going to take the timeout. So we'll break with 6:05. Let's play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 2-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, coming out of the timeout, Tech turns it over as Mountain Home gets the steal. Gilbert goes back the other way, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 5:53 left in the first quarter. Hannah Foster picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Eagles. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and good. Boy, Kate Gilbert really coming off a good performance against Jonesboro this past Friday night. Scored, I believe it was 14 points while having a little bit of an illness. She gets the second free throw here, gets both, and mounts home with a 4-0 lead. 5:53 left in this opening period. Here is Mounts Home going with the zone press, and it works as Addison Yates gets the steal. Here is Leah Jackson with it now, dribbling into the lane. Now kicks out to Martin in the right corner. Her three-pointer hits the backboard, then falls out, and Tech gets the rebound, and Mounts Home be called for a foul in the backcourt.
Foul number 22, Lady Bombers, Kate Gilbert.
Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against Mounts Home here in the first half. 5:39 left in the first quarter. A 4-0 Mounts Home lead. Ball goes into the front court as Tech was able to break the press. Mounts Home going with his zone defense right now. Ball's over on the left side to Foster. Now she throws cross-court pass in the right corner to Bates. Her three-pointer will not go, and the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Emma Martin. She's quickly back the other way for Mounts Home. Dribbles towards the elbow. Now kicks it to Yates near the free-throw line. Her jumper good. Addison Yates with her first 2 points of the night. 6-0 Mounts Home leading it. 5:08 left in the first quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Justice. Now up top to Barnes. Barnes will throw it down in the low block to Stokes. She puts up the jumper off the glass. No good. And Mounts Home gets another rebound. Here's Yates quickly back the other way. Now she's going into the lane, going up for the layup, and is going to be drawing the contact and she'll head to the free throw line for a pair. Brooke Barnes picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Eagles. Addison Yates at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 4:53 left in the first quarter. Yates' first shot is up and in. Emily Payne's going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Leah Jackson. Emily Payne, a 5'6 junior. So one more free throw coming up for Yates. Second shot is up and will not go. She gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Justice. Back comes Greene County Tech. Here's Barnes within the front court. Throws her on the left side to Foster. Foster being double-teamed, and it works as Mounts Home comes up with this steal. Here's Kate Gilbert back the other way, throwing it down to Martin on the low block. She puts up the shot off that rolls around, will not go, and now a jump ball is going to be called. It will be on the rebound. It will be Greene County Tech's basketball on the possession arrow. Now Greene County Tech is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 4:34 left in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading the Lady Eagles 7-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, I'll tell you, after Mountain Home switched from a man-to-man to his own defense, it started working for them. They've forced Tech into three turnovers so far. A little over 4.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 7-0. Here is Stokes in the front court, throwing it over on the right side to Barnes. Barnes drills up to the top, gives it to Stokes on the wing. Down to Bates in the corner. She drills to the into the paint, and now her pass is stolen. And then Mounts Home turns it right back over. A couple of teammates bumped into each other. Now here is Foster throwing it to Justice. Justice going down to lane. Now kicks it out to Bates. And Stokes in the right corner. Stokes gives it back to Bates on the wing. Bates is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. And a Tech is on the board. Emma Bates gives Tech their first 3 points of the night. Less than 4 minutes left of the first quarter. 7-3, Mounts Home on top. Gilbert across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles on the right wing. Now kicks up top to Yates. Yates going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Addison Yates with 6 points. It's a 10-3 Mounts Home advantage. 3:37 left here in the first quarter. Bates into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it to Barnes near the corner. She'll take the screen. Drill out to the wing. Now goes to the elbow. Now goes back up to the top. Barnes will throw over on the right side to Foster. Up top to Stokes. Stokes will give it to Justice near the right corner. Now Foster has it in the corner. Foster will dribble out to the wing. Now Mounts Home's in a man-to-man this time. Foster loses her footing but gets out to Barnes to avoid a turnover. Now Bates has it in the left corner. Back to Foster on the wing. Up top to Stokes. Stokes is going to dribble it down to the low block. Kicks it up top to Barnes. Martin saw about three and now takes the screen. Now gives it to Stokes. Over to Bates on the left side. Bates takes the screen, dribbles down into the paint, and has her shot blocked, but also is going to draw contact. She'll head to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul. That is the third team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Emma Bates at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has text 3 points so far in this game with 2:49 left in the first quarter. First free throw is up and in. Leah Jackson is going to check back in for the Lady Bombers as Addison Yates will take a seat. So one more free throw for Bates. By the way, that first free throw made it a two-possession game once again. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Emma Bates with all five of Tech's points in this ball game, 10-5. Lady Bombers on top, 2:49 left in the first quarter. Leah Jackson takes an inbound pass, gives it to Martin, who brings it into the front court. Martin's going to dribble towards the low block. He's going to pull up for the jumper, rolls around, and finally drops in. Tech tried to try his own press. Mountain Home was able to break it. Here is Bates with it. Now it gives it up top to Barnes. Barnes is going to dribble to the left side and gives it there to Foster on the wing. Foster picks up her drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now, 5 second count. She let her defender right there on her way too long. And so that is Tech's fifth turnover of the night with 2:18 left in the first quarter. Anna Grace Foreman is going to take a seat as she'll be replaced by Aston Yates. And Tech bringing in their first substitute of the night as Sierra Floyd will come in replacing Hannah Foster. Floyd, a 5'6 sophomore. 12-5, Mountain Home leading it. 2:12 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert with it on the right wing. Gilbert will throw it up top to Yates. Over to Payne on the left side. Payne will give it up top to Yates. Yates going to dribble down to the low block. Now it goes out to the right corner. Picks up a drill, finds Martin cutting towards the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Floyd. Back comes Green County Tech. Here is Justice Will on the right side, throws up top to Barnes. Barnes tries to throw it to Stokes. Ball goes out of bounds, well over her head. And that will be Tech's sixth turnover of the night with 1:37 left to play in the opening period. Brooke Justice checking out of the ball game, being replaced by Carly DeHart, a 5'6 senior for the Lady Eagles. 1:37 left in this opening period. 12-5, Mountain Home leading it. Gilbert inbounds it to Payne. Payne will get it across the timeline as she breaks Tech's press. Payne will dribble to the left corner. And now, I guess they're going to say she's dribbled a little close to that baseline. So that'll be Mount Holmes' third turnover of the night with 1:31 left in the first quarter. Carly Hollis coming into the game for the Lady Eagles as she replaces Kylie Stokes. Hollis, a 5'9 sophomore. A 7-point Mountain Home lead. Lady Bombers going with his own press once again. Tech is able to get it into the front court. Here is DeHart with it on the left side, giving it to Floyd. Floyd dribbles out to the top. Gives it there to Barnes. 1:15 left in this first quarter. Ball goes over to Bates on the right side. Bates is going to dribble up to the top. Throws over on the left side to DeHart. DeHart will dribble to the left elbow. Kicks it out to Floyd. Her three-pointer will not go, and Mountain Home gets the rebound. Yates quickly back the other way, throwing it to Martin. Martin drills to the corner, now gives it back to Yates on the left side, on the left wing, that is. 50 seconds left. Now ball goes up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble to the a little closer to the half-court line. 40 seconds left. Now Emma Martin has it near the top. Martin dribbling, trying to get some distance between her and her defender to avoid a 5 second count. Gives it to Gilbert there on the left side. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, and she's going to be, yeah, she sure did. She traveled before she got the layup in. So Mountain Home is going to command their fourth turnover of the night with 25 seconds left in the first quarter as they lead Green County Tech 12-5. Here is Floyd with it, throwing it to DeHart, who gets it across the timeline. Ball goes down on the left corner to Hollis. Back to DeHart. Up top to Barnes. Barnes going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Floyd. She's going to go back up with it and be fouled. Nope. They're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball. 7.2 seconds left. That is Tech's seventh turnover of the night. As Mountain Home will get it back with a 7-point lead. Anna Grace Foreman will check in for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin. So Emily Payne will inbound it. So it has a chance to get one more shot off before the end of the period. Payne gets into Gilbert. 5 seconds left. Gilbert gets it into the front court. 3 seconds left. Gilbert's going to try for a running jumper from three-point range. No good, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 12-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.